Here's the 1-1 and a swing and a ball hit to Hayes. He fields on a hop and throws on to first to get the out. He somehow was falling on it, backhanded it. It was hit sharply on that short hop. He gloved it and got the out. An extraordinary play by Hayes.
Wow.
And we'll see it again, but this time it'll be in a Reds uniform. Yes, he is a slick defender. He is a worthy Gold Glove winner, but if you could DH for him in the old National League, you might want to DH him and have your pitcher hit. He's been that lousy.
If your pitcher was like Chris Owings or whoever it was, Madison Bumgarner, Mike Hampton back in the day, are you kidding me? You'd absolutely hit your pitcher for him. He stinks offensively.
But you think he could turn it around in Cincinnati?
It's just a complete commentary on how cynical I am about the Pirates player development. That's all that is. I am showing that I like this trade, and I'm glad he's gone in a weird way.
I would say in a totally Mulsey way, where you say, I like the deal, then the next thing you say is something that rips the deal.
How have you put up with me for this long?
Good question. But Pittsburgh can't get enough. One of the longest tenured afternoon drive hosts in America, the bald man sitting across from me, Chris Mueller. All right, let's get more of your thoughts in this Bucko Minute, 412-928-9370. Here's Mark. Hello, Mark.
I've seen Safaro the last 2 years in Daytona Beach playing the Florida State League, and he's been a huge disappointment. In fact, the Reds drafted two shortstops.
Safaro. He's bad. Yeah. He's been disappointing. He takes a lot of walks down there, though, Mark.
Yeah, but he's batting .262, and if you're repeating low A ball when you're a number two draft choice out of Westchester County, New York, when they give you $4.5 million to sign, it's not a good sign.
Mark, you sound like a guy that's from Westchester County originally.
You're also the guy that's called into our show repeatedly and said that Henry Davis is a ball player, and Henry Davis sucks. So, I'm not going to take your word on everything. I get things wrong, too, but you are a big Henry Davis guy, and Henry Davis blows. The only thing he can do is catch Paul Skeens, which literally any catcher in the world could do.
Well, has Henry Davis had a proper runway in Pittsburgh? Let's be fair about that, too.
Yes, he has. Every time he plays, he doesn't hit.
I mean, the guys are like, become a platoon player. But the other thing real quick is...
So I'm confused. So do you like this deal or not? It sounds like you don't because you think that the Pirates get everything wrong.
Well, no, I like it because it dumps Hayes' salary. I just think that gets some money off the books. But next question is what Ben Charrington does with that money. I think that we can answer the question fully. But, Charlie Hayes goes, Hayes' father, Charlie played for Terry Francona in Philadelphia.
Yes,
he did.
Go
back a long time.
Good point. That is a good point. Sorry I snapped on you, but I'm
no,
just...
No, you're not sorry at all. Come on.
I've just heard his Henry Davis propaganda too much, and it bothers me.
There was a Mark from Fort Lauderdale on Twitter who would always go after me. I don't know if it's the same guy, though.
Charlie Borges, producer extraordinaire, with a list of potential third base free agents. Alex Bregman, too expensive. Eugenio Suarez, too expensive. Justin Turner, too old. Jose Iglesias, platoon guy. Miguel Andujar, former Bucco. So, yeah. I wouldn't say that the answer is in free agency unless the Pirates step way out of their comfort zone and give Suarez or Bregman huge money.
Why would you even bring that up as a... I don't even mean this.
I'm not
to be
bringing
glib.
It up as a possibility. I just said I don't see it happening.
It's just, come on. It's not.
Yeah.
Let's be serious here.
So that's going to have to happen in a trade, you'd think. Here is Tyler on the fan on the Ke'Bryan Hayes trade. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, guys. So I'm actually kind of torn with this trade. I'm glad about it because, God, dude, the Pirates get rid of some worthless batter, but at the same time, I don't really know if we need to make this kind of trade right now because this doesn't tell me anything about building to have a better team next year unless we're going to take the prospects and throw them in the trade for somebody better in the offseason. And from everything I know and I've heard, the management is too not smart to do something like that.
Too not smart. I guess he didn't want to say stupid or dumb because he thought it was disrespectful to those people. No, I'll say it for you. They've earned that label. They've also earned your skepticism, cynicism, as Mulsey has said several times here.
They've richly earned that.
Yes.
Ben Charrington has really, just even independent of the will they spend the money, he has earned more skepticism than almost anyone about would he spend it intelligently.
Here is Jeff in Canonsburg. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, here's my thoughts on the Key Bryant trade.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing. Amazing. Because I'll tell you what, for the last how many years, I'm tired of looking at that loopy, ridiculous, pathetic swing.
Oh, you're actually speaking directly to me right now, and you don't even know it, because I have not seen an actual physical. It's like the it's the polar opposite of the Ken Griffey Jr. swing, which is, you know, you could watch it on loop, or Barry Bonds in his prime, the way he'd whip the bat through. Key Bryant Hayes looked like he was trying to get the bat to take the slowest and longest way possible to the ball on every swing.
He looked like he was trying to set a record for the number of times he could weakly ground out to the left side of the infield with some kind of hopper or chopper
that
or something along those
lines. That dude's talking directly
to
me with that one. I literally hated watching him swing.
I actually want to go back to Mark here and just apologize a little bit.
Wow.
Because he said something that now is resonating with me. I don't agree with you that Key Bryant Hayes is going to turn into a good hitter. However, the idea that we see these guys go and we're convinced they stink. Well, we said that about Clay Holmes a couple of years ago, and he's been outstanding both as a reliever with the Yankees, where he was an all-star, except in some big games, an all-star, and he's been good as a starter with the Mets this year. And the Pirates just gave him away. Look at what Quinn Priester is doing. Quinn Priester, the Brewers have won 11 straight games he started. His record in those games is 9-0. His ERA in those games is 2.60. And the Pirates flipped him for Nick York last year at this time. And we all sat around and said, hey, this is actually a good move. Quinn Priester's never going to be a good major league pitcher. He doesn't throw hard enough. So we'll take a guy that, you know, might profile as a decent hitting middle infielder. And York can't get out of the minor leagues. So that's I guess, a point in your favor here, Chris. And this is why I don't want Ben Cherington to make bigger trades.
This is
because
why I
don't trust him.
This is why I continue to wonder why Ben Cherington's employed. This was, you were, it but, was going to poison the well about any trade they made other than something that got unanimously praised as a total slam dunk.
Now, it would genuinely surprise me if Key Bryant Hayes ever turned into a good hitter.
Fine.
I don't think he'll ever hit for power. I guess maybe they could make him into a 270 hitter.
If he hits if he just has an OPS that's okay, like I think league average OPS is 720. If he even is that player offensively,
in 2023, he hit 271.
And that was the best year he had that was actually something resembling a full season. And he was a slightly above average offensive player that year.
412-928-9370. If you're just tuning in, the Pirates play in about 10 minutes. They made their first big trade today. Key Bryant Hayes is gone, and he's been sent to the division rival Reds. Here is Greg in Youngstown with reaction. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? You know what? Do I care? Not really. But like Malzi said, I think this guy's going to end up being a good ball player. It's going to smack us in the face. I think this guy wanted out of this town, and he did everything in his power to leave, him and his dad. And I think he's going to be better on the Reds, unfortunately, because every player that leaves here is better. So do I care he's on the team right now? No, I can stand him. But I think he's going to be better in the end, and it's going to make us look stupid.
Key Bryant Hayes will be back here as a member of the visiting team on August 7th, Pony. What will the reaction be at PNC Park that night?
How many fans are there?
12,131.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get boos, and I don't think he's going to get cheered. I think it's going to be pretty ambivalent towards him.
What if he were to crack a home run to dead center field, which might require him standing on the pitcher's mound?
See,
I
honestly think in those situations, there'd be more vitriol for the Pirates team management for getting rid of him than there would be at him specifically.
I think more people, if Pirates fans are going to monitor Reds games now, I don't think it's going to be saying it, I hope, oh, he stinks and look at him, buyer beware. I think they're going to be wondering, is he going like 3-for-4 in these games?
Johnny's
is he
next.
Gaps?
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
He may not like a bandit, okay? He's going to a team. Aesthetically, he's going to look good at third in the red and white. But he's going to
Why
a
is
team.
That, by the way? Why would you
it's
say?
It's just, I just, just something about infielders with red and white. They get dirty, and they're sliding, and Ozzie Smith's doing flips. And
yes, that was the St. Louis Cardinals that you're thinking
I
of.
I know,
there.
But it's red and white. It's just not specific
so
to
watching
team,
Barry Larkin play shortstop in Cincinnati tickled your fancy.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
What about Sabo?
What about Brandon Phillips at second base?
Chris Sabo.
Sabo with the corked bat and the rec specs. And he's named Chris. Kind
but
of an inspiration.
Going to a
team. Mariano
he's going
Duncan.
To a team that respects their history.
That they
the,
do.
The Nuttings do not.
Hold on a second on that. The Reds haven't made the playoffs since 2013. Or no, that's not true. They made it in the COVID year, but other than that, they're much more of a major market than Pittsburgh.
Not. I'm sorry, and I'm a huge Pirate.
They're not
oh
a major market. They're the same market size, but they just treat opening day like a literal holiday.
No, but to Johnny's point, they draw from a bigger area because they have friends into Kentucky and places like that.
It's a springboard. It can be. It's more of a springboard. It's like it's a promotion is what he got. He got an MLB promotion, and then he's either going to lose it or he's going to go to like the Yankees. But, you know, here he's in quicksand, and it's because of the Nuttings. If anything defies
logic... Well, he's
got
to... Come on, he's got to... Thanks, Johnny. He's got to take some culpability
also,
for his
Also, it is
own
not a bigger...
Play.
Hold on, I'm going to be a stick in the mud. There are like 100,000 more people in this broad area than there are in Cincinnati.
I understand that, but I think their like baseball footprint is a little bit bigger.
So you think they're a bigger
Pittsburgh.
Regional team the way Atlanta used to be when
yes.
there was
I mean,
no
not,
one else in
not
Florida?
Not quite the size of Atlanta, but yeah.
Atlanta became a regional team. Because of, okay, so they basically you're saying get Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana.
Yeah, they get into those areas.
If that's what your argument is geographically.
I mean,
I'll
I'm not saying
that.
It's like I think that they're close to analogous.
He's also Johnny's right about this. That franchise hasn't had the success that you would suggest they would if they were like the Cardinals. They absolutely do have it's more of a baseball town. You've said it many times. Opening day is an actual work holiday there.
Yes, but they're,
they shut it down. They love baseball.
They don't have a reputation as a successful franchise, though. They made the playoffs in the COVID year when they had Trevor Bauer, and they went in 2013 and lost the wild card game, obviously. They have not won a playoff series since 1995 when Davey Johnson was the manager and still got fired because Marge Schott was mad that he was living with a woman that wasn't his wife.
Marge Schott should probably have talked. You want to talk about moral Malzy here? Bad woman, Marge Schott. Real bad.
Yes.
One of the worst.
I don't think they have a sterling track record. That you know what they did? They hired Terry Francona, which legitimized their team.
I mean,
and they've been a decent team all year.
I know
not too good, but decent.
I'm not saying this one equals one here. One plus one equals two. But like, here's a thing that they've done, and maybe people who are true ball knowers and Moneyball types said this was a bad move. They gave a dude who was their talent, their player that came up through their system, Joey Votto, a $220 million contract.
Right.
Like they took that part of it more seriously. Was it a good move in the end? No, but you know why I'm bringing that up.
Yeah, they kept one of their own.
It suggests like a certain level, and they paid probably market rate or even slightly higher.
Mike Florio usually joins us in this spot. He got moved back because of this big trade. He'll jump on Friday and react to Steelers camp. Brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist, and JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Here is John in Louisiana on the Key Brian Hayes trade. Hello, John.
Hello. Nothing but a salary dump, guys. And as such, I don't have a lot of faith in Charrington, the owner, to use the money wisely. I mean, as far as the actual trade goes, you're talking about probably the best third baseman in the game defensively for a single-A ball player who, incidentally, isn't going to be around during the scheme's window. So I'm not sure. I mean, you know, you guys are down on A's. I can hear that. But.
Sure, but I mean, do you think he's worth the money? It's not a lot, but do you think he's a $7 million a year third baseman? He hits .230 with no power.
No, I don't.
Let me throw this at you both, though, to be fair. I mean, forget about the money. He was not clearly worth what the Pirates thought he was going to be because they're working on different scales. In free agency, one win above replacement is worth about $8 million. People who do these kind of calculations have come up with that calculation.
Sure.
Key Brian Hayes is a 1.2 WAR player. By that metric, he is worth the money.
Yeah, but his WAR is tied up in defense, and the WAR stat has admitted that they don't do a great job of measuring defense.
Okay, but if he's... Would you agree that a guy who's maybe the best defensive third baseman, that probably is worth about two wins if you're the best in baseball at it? It's probably worth that much.
I don't know, man.
Honestly, if they've acknowledged in the WAR community that they don't do a good job quantifying defense, they should stop having it as a stat then. Because people, like,
well, they say if you want to do defense, go to ultimate zone rating and things like that. Not to bore people with
baseball
jargon.
If you believe in that stat in its legitimacy overall, he's actually getting paid roughly what he is as a player right now. And if he hits at all, he turns into a massive bargain. If he hits even close to league average, I'm not even saying has to get to league average.
I know it just
he becomes a bargain.
Watching him play every day, it seems like it's an impossibility for him to get there.
Tony, I listen, man. I understand that. I guess I'm just I want to split hairs here and say the thing about this that bothers me the most is that the guy making the trade
it's rankled you.
Yes, the guy making the deal, even though the guy they get back, who knows? Maybe he could turn into something. Is not a guy I trust to make a single decision related to the Pittsburgh Pirates' future, and it bugs me that I'm going to be analyzing his moves over the next 36 hours because I wish he was unemployed.
Well said. I wasn't paying attention, though, because I was looking at what Noah Hyles just tweeted about the trade.
I know you weren't. If it were Starkey over there, he'd have said, Malzy, say that again for me.
All right. We will get back to the baseball discussion on the Fan all night long. With reaction to this trade.